Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, my friend Howard Slaughter, who's the local CEO of Habitat for Humanity, said that Jimmy Carter is responsible for 100-plus homes in Pittsburgh. And he visited here many times. Joining me now, the mayor of the great city of Pittsburgh, my friend Ed Gainey. Good morning, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Mike?
Fine so much. I tell you, what crossed your mind yesterday when you heard that Jimmy Carter died?
You know, one, just the great humanitarian that he was. You know, what he did for world peace, I think speaks volumes. You know, what he's done to try to solve international and domestic conflict, I think is a tribute to how he's seen life. So for me, it was just an honor to have a president who believed in people. And that's where his investment went.
You know what, Mayor, I can appreciate that. And in your career in politics, there are a lot of jerks. There are a lot of bad people. And when you thought of Jimmy Carter, like I was saying earlier on this morning, like I never met him. I don't know if you did, but I always wanted to meet him, because when you looked at Jimmy Carter, you looked at somebody who was a real guy.
When he was president, I was like 6-7 years old.
I know. Yeah, I know. Because you're younger than I am. But
a lot of it is just what I've studied about him. And how, you know, whenever you read something about President Carter, it's always the fact that he put people first. And that's why I say one of his greatest attributes to his presidency and to him as a human being will be about how he treated people. And when you think about some of the things that he did in trying to deal with the, you know, conflict overseas and everything, the Nobel Peace Prize that he won because of that, I think his recognition speaks volumes of the person that he was. And in this game of politics, like you said, we have a lot of people that maybe are not as sincere about what they do as Jimmy Carter was. And President Carter was one of the best ones.
And Pittsburgh was on his radar a lot. Like we talked earlier, you know, he hired Pete Flaherty to be deputy attorney general. Then that's how Dick Caligiuri got in there. And
yeah, you know, I learned that today, Mike. I got to be honest, you bringing out the historian classes on me.
I'm telling you.
That was a good one, Mike.
We wouldn't have had Dick Caligiuri or Sophie Maslow then.
Wow. Think about that. Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. You know, I always say some of the greatest historians in our city is a gentleman named Nello, another one named Dennis, and another one named Tom Lamb. And whenever I get an opportunity, just sit back and listen to Pittsburgh and Allegheny County politics and just listen to the history of how we got here today. Politics in the city is amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And so when you dropped that little nugget today about some of the political people and how they elevated because of Carter, President Carter, again, that's just another nugget that if you wouldn't have said that, many people in this region would not have known that today.
Yeah, it's amazing because it was a long time ago. But you know what, Ed, Jimmy Carter, after his term, that's when he really became an American hero, given the fact that all he cared about was helping the poor, making sure people had health care, all of that, and on his own time is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, because the reality is the narrative nor the strategy doesn't change. I mean, it's been this way since the beginning. If you can help the least of us that need the help, then you improve the world. I mean, that's always been. I mean, you go all the way back to biblical times. That's always been the strategy. You know, if we can uplift the least of us, then we can uplift all of us. And that's when you've always seen societies grow.
Did Jimmy Carter inspire you in your political career?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that he's done that was inspiring to me was, again, you know, putting people first. You know, you've heard me say when I came on, you and I have talked about it, is that, you know, the one thing I wanted to do was make sure that we get, you know, when I came in office, we had 71 homicides, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot of loss for life. You know, I wanted to get that down. For us to be 41, you know, right now, 41 homicides from 71 is about people's life. It's about talking about how you make a place better for people, particularly in low-income communities. You're making life better. When I see Homewood only had two or three homicides in a year, you know, let's look at Jimmy Carter. That's what he was about, saving life. That's what he was about, making sure that neighborhoods like that had an opportunity to live, not just hear about them in the negative.
Putting people first. Speaking of I have about a minute left, Mayor. Speaking of neighborhoods, downtown, listen, you got a big night tomorrow night.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking forward to it again. Another big night for the city. And we've been fortunate and blessed to have these big events and, you know, nothing go wrong. I mean, it's been amazing how many people we've had downtown in the corridor, whether it was this, whether it was Light Up Night, whether it was, you know, Picklesburg, whether, you know, whatever it may have been, we've been able to hold these big events. And I want to thank the people of Pittsburgh for coming downtown. And secondly, no problems. And that's all we could ask for, is just a wonderful night. And we're looking forward to one tomorrow.
Get down there and celebrate tomorrow night with Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor.
You coming down?
I'm coming down. I'll be down. I'll see you down there. I'll look for you. Just like I saw you on the 4th of July. Remember that?
Yeah, I seen you at Greenfield. I just couldn't get to you.
I know. Yeah, I know. You were in the Christmas parade. I know. You had a million people around you, too. And I was up on the stage anyway. Hey, Mayor, my friend, I'll tell you what. Happy New Year to you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Happy New Year, brother.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Mayor Ed Gainey of Pittsburgh, the mayor of Pittsburgh, remembering Jimmy Carter like we all have.